the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. It is so good to be here with you today. Man, I say it every week, but I feel like after a long week, it's just good for us to like take a breath. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. At the end of a week, just take a deep breath and say, we did it. For those of you who are homeschooling your kids, or maybe the year's winding down, or maybe you're the summer homeschool family, no matter where you're at in your homeschooling journey, we should say great job, mom and dad, for making it through another week. You are doing exactly what God has called you to do, which is to raise up the next generation of world changers. And I'm glad that I get to be a small part of your week each week to just come and encourage you and get you connected with resources. But I want to take a moment and invite you. Right before the show, I was talking to our production team and they're like, guys, how many days till Houston? We are 13 days away from kickoff. So this time in 2 weeks, we'll already be a day in to the convention. So if you are in the Houston Woodlands area or within like an hour of that, come and join us. This podcast is not just a weekly show where we come on here and talk about cool things, but instead it's an opportunity for us to gather with like-minded folks. And I hear this literally every time we interview someone when I say, what's your favorite part about a homeschool convention? And they always say it's about being around people who are doing the same thing as you, which is homeschooling. And there's just something so encouraging about that, especially in this day and age where I know a lot of you probably have family or friends who might not be fully like on board with this homeschooling thing. It's so cool to be around thousands of others who have taken that step. And whether you're just thinking about homeschooling, whether you're in the thick of it, or whether you're at the kind of the end, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, there's a space for you at our convention. So we would love to see you there. I would love to see you there. I got to meet so many of you in Fort Worth, and I'm looking forward to the same in Houston. Now, today's guest, I'm super excited about. So I have the opportunity to have Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Live USA, on the show today. If you watched in Fort Worth a couple of weeks ago, I actually got to interview him on site. And the things that Trail Life is doing for our nation, for the boys and the men, I just think is incredible. And I don't know if you heard the breaking news this week about Boy Scouts changing their names to be inclusive and just... So I'm excited. This is so timely to have Mark here with us. So before I bring Mark in, would you tag a friend? Would you share this? And would you subscribe? That way people can know about our show and our audience can grow and our friends can grow. So without further ado, let me welcome my friend Mark in.
Chelsea, great to be here.
Hello, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to be here with you again.
Yes, good to see you. So where are you joining us from this morning?
Greenville, South Carolina, and this is my office.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Mark. Well, not a lot of people get to know the CEO of a major organization like Trail Life. So could you give us your like 30-second elevator pitch, who you are, about your family, and how you got involved with Trail Life?
Wow. Okay. 30 seconds. Okay.
We'll give you 45. We'll give you 45.
Yeah. I'm married to Michelle, 35 years, and I got two boys, Luke and Logan. They're both homeschooled. And Logan just graduated from Liberty University on a week ago Saturday. And so thrilled about that. Now both boys graduated from Liberty and full ride academic scholarships. So you homeschool people hang in there, it works. And so we're proud of them. Trail Life started about 10 years ago and somehow I got swept in this movement. I was not in Boy Scouts. So I don't really fit. It's kind of a weird thing that I'm doing this. But to some degree, I feel like because I raised two boys, I'm incredibly qualified to do what I do. Because now we have 60,000 members in all 50 states, over 1,200 churches with Trail Life USA troops. So this last 10 years has been pretty exciting for us.
Wow, 60,000 members across the U.S. That's incredible. So I always love to ask, now I'm going to make an assumption here and you tell me if I'm wrong, but typically when I ask hobbies or like three favorite things, people give me some oddball answers. But because you're the president and CEO of Trail Life, if I ask you your hobbies, are you going to go like the camping, tomahawk throwing, all the manly stuff? Is that what you like to do in your free time?
Oh gosh, you would think so. I get plenty of that. Of course, it used to a lot more when my boys were young and they're in the program. But now on the weekends, instead of going out and camping, I'm at homeschool conventions like in Fort Worth. I'll be at Houston. Looking forward to that in a little bit. And I also speak at a lot of men's events. So that's what my weekends. But during the week, you know, my wife and I live on a small lake, and so I love getting out in the boat and just. And I like working outside. I like just working on house projects. And I love this time of year when I get home and there's still a couple hours of sunlight and I can go out and just kind of fiddle around in the yard doing a project or something. I was raised on the water, raised on the beach. And so I love being by the water. So anything water related, jet skiing to boating, to fishing, those kind of things. I love that. And that's what I like to do.
That's great. That's awesome. So you mentioned homeschooling conventions. So obviously I'm just going to segue right into that real quick. Why are you so passionate about like speaking across the nation? Because you would think with an organization like Trail Life, you would be better served going to small venues or local churches and doing things. But I know that you speak all over the nation. You speak at most homeschooling conventions. You speak at like the ARC, Encounter, and big stages. Why? What message are you taking with you across the country for families? Is it just sign up and join Trail Life, or is there something deeper behind it?
No, there's really something deeper behind it. And, Trail Life is the best way that I found to turn boys into godly men. Mm-hmm. If there was another way to do it, I would be doing that. So my passion is helping parents grow their sons into be godly men. And I'm telling you, Trail Life nails that. So that's what I'm doing. I was youth pastor for years, mental health counselor, marriage and family therapist. And so always concerned, you know, my wife and I raised two boys. Before we had boys, we had therapeutic foster kids who were only boys. And so God was kind of preparing my heart for that. A real passion for single moms and the work that they do with boys who don't have dads. Trail Life solves a lot of those issues. So I love talking about boys. So typically you'll in a workshop, I'm not talking about Trail Life. I'm talking about how to help your son embrace his masculine heart, or to bring forth his masculine heart in a society that just doesn't understand boys. You know, we treat boys as if they're some kind of defective girl, and they've fallen behind in every academic category. They are leading in suicide rates, 10 to 14 years old. They're fastest growing statistic. So what boys are facing today is really, really tragic. So that's why I'm passionate about Trail Life. It's not the other way around. I'm passionate about Trail Life because I just really care about men and boys. And we have initiatives to help families and to help fathers, to help dads become better dads, and to help families function better in the way that God designed them to be. So I speak a lot about that. And I talk a lot about specifically boys. One of the talks I do is called Let Boys Be Boys. We talk about the differences between boys and girls. It's a radical thing to say in today's world, but boys and girls are different. And so we talk about those differences and help parents understand there's not something wrong with that kid. we just need to meet them where they are. So that's typically what I'm talking about, just passionate about boys' issues and helping parents to know how to best deal with this male child they have.
They're not a defective girl. I love that. That should be like a billboard somewhere.
Not a broken girl. They're not a social disease that needs to be eradicated. They are this winsome, beautiful, marvelous, wonderful creation. They're different than girls. They're developmentally, they're slower, psychologically, biologically, obviously. Developmentally, in particular, boys just do not develop as quickly as girls. And so they start out behind. And if we don't recognize that's just part of it, they stay behind because they just feel like they don't fit wherever they are, which is why it's so tragic. You talk about the Boy Scouts. They've taken boy out of their title, and it's only a matter of time before I don't think there'll be boys in the program anymore. You know, since 2008, they've lost 1.2 million boys. and they've gained 176,000 girls. So that trajectory, within just a couple of years, they'll be primarily a girls organization. So that's another place that boys can't go and feel like they're being, you know, respected and known and understood and valued and called out. So we just think that's tragic.
It is tragic. And I think it, and you've hit the nail on the head. I love that Trail Life is not just about raising godly boys into godly men, but you also have a mission for fathers, right? Because I'm going to go off the limb and say the fatherless like epidemic kind of started in the 90s, early 2000s, and it's always been a thing, but it's growing. Now you're seeing those men step into the father role and maybe feel a little bit lost. Is that what you guys are seeing? And so you're, what do you do for dads who just say, I want to get involved, I want to kind of be the man of the house, but I have no idea what where to start? How does Trail Life kind of help that scenario?
Yeah, well, you make a great point, Chelsea. It takes godly men to raise godly men. And in our society, we're so lacking in that. Now, one in four boys doesn't have a father in the household. So where's he going to learn how to be a man from? So we surround him with godly men in Trail Life USA. And so he can look to a man and say, okay, that's what a godly man looks like. You know, again, one in four doesn't have a father in household. 76% of public school teachers are female. 80-something percent of Sunday school teachers are female. So girls have these wonderful models to look up to. A single mom in a home is doing an amazing job. And so the girls can look at a mom who's just really making it all happen. And then she goes to school and there's a teacher at the front of the classroom who's making it all happen. And then she goes to Sunday school and there's a teacher that's making it happen. And they look like her. Boys don't have these models. And so they're failing in our society to know what it means to be a godly man. So we surround them with godly men in Trail Life USA. So even boys without dads have a dad-like, somebody that they can look up to. And of course, with this great program, and one of the best kept secrets about Trail Life is we're also a ministry to men, because we have 30,000 adult volunteers in the program. And a lot of them don't have sons in the program. They're there because they enjoy the fellowship and the men, and they enjoy the mission of pouring into the next generation. So it's a powerful ministry to men as well as boys.
That's great. I love that. So tell me, like, you know, somebody comes in, they want to join a troop. Let's say it's a father-son duo. What is a typical day, week, month look like for somebody who's involved in a Trail Life troop? Is there meetings? Are there outings, adventures? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, the troops are owned by the local church, and so we see variations on this, but the program is designed to be weekly, and the boys come in from kindergarten through 12th grade. For your homeschool parents, it's 5 years old to 17 years old, and they'll typically come in, and they'll begin with a gathering where they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they do their oath and talk about announcements, and then they break up into groups. We have them broken up roughly along elementary, middle, and high school lines. So we have our Woodlands Trail, our Navigators, and our Adventurers. So they start as a group, but then they split up into their separate groups where they're with boys that are closer to their age. And the younger boys are focusing on knowledge, gaining knowledge. The middle grade boys are understanding that knowledge. And the older boys are focusing on wisdom. That comes out of Proverbs and also the classical model for education, knowledge, understanding, wisdom. And so in that place, they're working on developing outdoor skills or Christian values, citizenry, how to be a good father. They're working on badges because boys love advancements. They like to be rewarded for what it is that they do, which is why this whole let's not keep score and everybody gets a trophy stuff is horrible for boys. So they like to get an award and they just don't get it for showing up. You have to do the thing. They like that. So we have an award structure that helps to steer them towards their character and leadership skills being developed. And then you can anticipate about once a month, they'll do a weekend camp out, something close by. And then a couple of times a year, they'll do something a little more daring, a backpacking trip or something like that. In the summer, they do what we'll call a summer adventure, which is typically week long. Like I'm joining a group. We're paddling 105 miles of the Missouri River along the trail where Lewis and Clark went. So we're doing that in July. So they'll do adventures like that, where they'll do something, they'll take on something really, really challenging, whether it's a long backpacking hike or a paddle trip like we're doing, whitewater rafting, or maybe go to Alaska or something like that, where they're doing more adventurous things. And that's typically during the summer.
Very cool. What is your favorite adventure you've been on with Trail Life? Because it sounds like you've done some wild things.
Oh, gosh. We did 50 miles in the Appalachian Trail a couple of years back. And I did that with my sons. They're still in the program at that time. So that was fun to do it with the troop and along with their sons. Now, I got injured, so I had to peel off early, but I met them at the end and it was good to see them come off the trail after accomplishing 50 miles.
Very cool. So we have a lot of moms that listen to our show, and I'd love for you to kind of give some practical tips because, you know, I was raised with all girls. I don't know a ton of about boyhood and stuff, but we have so many friends who have young sons and they are so different than girls. Can you talk or give some practical tips for moms who might be listening, who think their boy might be a little just off or different from girls, which is totally normal? How can parents best steward young boys who might just seem like all they want to do is like jump off the roof of the house all day or run around and just do crazy things? What advice would you give on how to steward, especially that like 4-year-old boy up to like a 10-year-old boy when their energy just seems to be at like peak?
Yeah. Well, I can give you 3 quick things, but you download it for free right now at our website, Let Boys Be Boys. It's a little mini book. Wish I had one to hold up. Little mini book. You can read it in half an hour, but it crunches down all the stuff on boys. And first thing is you have to accept the fact that boys and girls are different. Their eyes are different. Their ears are different. Their brains are different. Their bodies are built different. They develop more slowly. Girls are typically smarter than boys until a certain age, and then boys have the intellectual ability to go beyond girls. They used to. The smart kids used to be the boys in high school, but they've given up by then now because we have a system that's designed for girls. Sit still, be quiet, pay attention, which is hard for boys. So you have to accept that there's differences between boys and girls. The second thing is understand the place of risk and competition for boys. Boys turn everything into a competition. And so if you can make your homeschooling competitive. My wife used to put numbers on the ground or letters on the ground. And when the boys were young, and to answer a question, they had to jump on these numbers and letters, or she put bugs on the wall with letters on them, not actual bugs, cutouts of bugs, and gave them each a fly swatter. And it's like, okay, you know, if you know the answer, go slap it. So that turned it into a competition, and that made their learning very engaging for them. Sitting them at a desk with a worksheet or your dining room table with a worksheet in front of them, it's like, shoot me now. I mean, they're not built for that. So you have to have build risk and competition in their lives, and also movement. Movement is critical to life of a boy. Harvard scientists tell us that boys' brains are not engaged unless they're moving, which is why, you know, at the dinner table, you know, your table's rattling because your son's leg is going up and down. You know, he knows this intuitively. He's like, if you want my brain, you got to take my body. So you have to give the boy opportunity to move. My boys did their math hanging upside down from the table with a dog on their head. I mean, they just, we gave them the opportunity to move or sit how they want to, do what it is that they needed to do, because they need to move. And so that sit still, be quiet, pay attention for a boy. Basically, you're saying to him, turn your brain off. It's time for you to learn. And that doesn't work for them. And we sit them in that thing for hours at a time, even as homeschool parents. First thing my wife and I did when we decided to homeschool is we went to the supply thing. The school board was having a supply sale, and we bought a couple old student desks. I sanded them down and painted them, set them up, because like, we're homeschooling, so we need to look like a school. And they never sat in those seats. I mean, we just hung, you know, we hung clothing on them and stuff. But they need to be able to move. So number one, accept the fact that they're different. You just got to start with that and stop trying to make them a girl. Accept the value of risk and competition, and accept that they've got to move if you want their brains. And if you just start with those 3 things and build around, there's lots more that I can give practical stuff around those 3 things, but start with those. And all of that's in the book, Let Boys Be Boys, free download at trailoffusa.com. Start with that, and you can build your son into a good and godly man and a good student.
That's great. So now I'm going to go to the flip side. You know, we have a lot, I think 30% of our convention is moms with high schoolers and above. And I keep saying moms because that tends to be our audience, but moms and dads. Talk to me about a scenario with older kids where they're just getting into their homeschooling journey late, whether it's 13, 14, 15, and they're having some behavioral issues or just struggling to kind of activate or wake up their son. Their son was in the public school system and just has kind of been numb to that sit in the desk, sit down. Like, how do you kind of wake up that boy and get him excited? Do you have any practical tips on that? Like, if you don't get to start with them at 4, 5, and 6, but instead you're wanting to get with them at 13, 14, 15, does the advice change at all?
Oh my gosh. You know, I hear that question all the time after workshop. A parent will come up and say, hey, we've just started. And there's so many families entering homeschool for the first time. And some of them are saying, my gosh, why didn't we do this sooner? And others are saying, my gosh, why are we doing this at all? It's really, because it's hard. It's a commitment. Yes. But it's also a good thing. I would say that boys in particular are wired to be asked three questions all the time. Who's in charge? Who's with me? And what is our mission? So if you can answer those three questions for your teen, you've got them. So who's in charge? And that isn't laying down the law. That's helping your son to understand that, hey, I have magical powers. I can help you have a good day, or I can help you have a bad day. I have the powers of both giving and taking away. So you establish that you're in charge, not in a mean way, but just to son, if there's something that you want, I can make that happen. So you have to establish who's in charge. Who's with me? You got to be on his team. He has to have the sense that it's not you against him. And I see a lot of moms that struggle with this because they don't understand their sons are testing who it is that they are. And they're starting to challenge who it is that mom is. And mom doesn't know everything. And they're realizing that. And moms have to realize that they don't know anything. So that they don't know everything. So there is that thing. It's supposed to happen. That's part of the maturation process. At some point you want your boy to say, I want to be in charge. A lot of times you just don't want to be in charge of you. And I get that. That's hard. That struggle is real. But if he has a sense that you're with him, that you're his best cheerleader, as well as the person who's in charge, you're also for him. That's huge. And then third question, what's our mission? I see this happen all the time, like especially at homeschool conventions. You see the mom walking along, she's got the 6-year-old boy, and he's like, how many more booths are we going to go to? And it's like, you know, just a few more. A few is not a number. And so for a boy, it's like, you said that 10 minutes ago. Yeah, well, few is still within the realm of capturing. Boys need to have specific missions, which is why we love having our adventure zones and homeschool conventions, because I also hear moms say, hey, if you will go to 3 more booths with me, I'll let you go back over to the Trail Life Adventure Zone where you can throw tomahawks and shoot arrows and do the slingshot and go do all that stuff. So boys have to understand the mission. You can't give them unclear things. They're very concrete in terms of their thinking. So you can't just say, oh, just a few more sheets or just a few more minutes or whatever. 7 minutes and 37 seconds. Give him that. That helps him to understand. Now he's setting a watch. He knows there's something sure and something absolute. You have to communicate with your sons in those terms, even in the teens. We have to. So who's in charge? Who's with me? And make a clear mission for him. And then you've got his heart and he's on board with you.
That's good. Would you ever say that it's too late for a boy to be raised into a godly man, no matter the scenario that the family has faced?
No, I see men in our program who are fathers of sons convert into being godly men through the process, just being around those men. Because, you know, there's a boy still in every man, okay? Yep. And so we realize we have fathers in our program who didn't have a father. So what they're learning is they're looking at the dads who are around them. How can I be a godly father? So we're seeing grown men become men instead of just very old boys, through the process of being around good and godly men and understanding what that looks like. So there's always hope.
Yeah. And I'd love for moms and dads to both hear that. Like, no matter the scenario, I know everybody thinks that your situation typically is the most dire or like unfixable, but first things, our faith comes that, you know, every scenario God can turn for the good. But I love that Trail Life is providing solutions. And Mark, you and I talked about this in Fort Worth, not just solutions for dad and boy, but even those with single moms who are just like, I need to get my kid around some godly men. Trail Life has a program. And like you said, of your 30,000 volunteers, most of them don't even have boys in the program anymore. They're just there to help those who might be in a fatherless home. So single moms, if you're listening as well, Trail Life has tons of opportunities. You don't have to have a dad to come along. The Lord has given us and given Trail Life an opportunity to do great things for you. So Mark, you are doing a workshop in Houston. We've got about 2 minutes. Awakening a Boy's Masculine Heart. Ooh. Who is your ideal audience for that? And can you give us a tidbit about what that is?
Yeah, and moms and dads who have a son in their house. You know, and I love seeing or working with those through co-op or some school or coaching. Whatever. I love how many men I've seen homeschooled now, and really since COVID. I think it's because they're working. They're sitting in my workshop. They're on their phones, and the boss thinks they're sitting in the office emailing somebody. So I love seeing more dads at these homeschool things. So it's for them. I see a lot of times a mom and dad sitting in that workshop just taking notes and just asking questions because they've got a son that they want to awaken that masculine heart, because the society's trying to put that boy, that masculine part of that boy, to sleep. And it's trying to break out, and that struggle is really where we see a lot of behavior. All behavior comes out of emotions, and so what I'm talking about in the workshop is how to connect with the emotion behind the behavior of your son. It's not an issue of behavior; it's a connection. It's an issue of the emotion behind the behavior, and if we can connect with that emotion, we don't have to deal with the disturbing behaviors.
That's good. That's so good. Well, Mark, your workshop is going to be on Saturday. So if you're listening and you're joining us Saturday at 11:30, Mark, thanks for being on the show today. So enlightening. I took notes as well. It's great talking with you. And I will see you, I think, in 2 weeks from now, 13 days or something like that. So thanks for being with us today, Mark.
That's going to be great. I hope to see a lot of your folks there in Houston.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, that was Mark Hancock, the CEO and president of Trail Life USA. So good. So good to just sit and listen to the difference between boys and girls, and that there are Christian organizations that we partner with and we vouch for, and Trail Life could not be higher on our list. So if you have a son or you know a family who has sons, get them connected, traillifeusa.com. And they are going to just, it sounds so cool. Like, fun fact, there's a girls version, American Heritage Girls, who are doing a lot of the same things. So great resources out there for homeschool families. Come and be a part of the convention. You hear Mark say it. He goes and speaks at all of these. There's something about being around like-minded people who are doing life right alongside you. So convention.thsc.org. Fun fact, we are doing 50% off final ticket pushes. We're sold out of kids and teens, and we will be selling out of general admission tickets very, very soon. So if you're waiting to get into the door, don't do that. Convention.thsc.org. Get your ticket today. I'll be there. Mark will be there. And all of our team that you know and love will be there as well. And we cannot wait to see you. All right, guys, until next Friday, have a great week. Praying this week is full of fun, full of play. And I just pray the Lord blesses your week and everything in it. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.